giving you the tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Green.
Welcome to Inspirational Monday here on Awakened Path Radio. As always, you can visit www.awakenedpathonline.com for show updates and to just keep in the know about what's happening at Awakened Path Radio. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. Now for today's show. Today we have with us Lauren C. Alo. Lauren offers clairvoyant training classes aimed at awakening the psychic hiding in all of us. Lauren teaches specific tools for reading and navigating the astral plane, facilitating your personal healing and increasing your ability to heal others. Lauren believes that everyone has psychic capabilities. Lauren is the owner and director of Golden Rose Psychic Services and also enjoys the beach, working out, and playing racquetball. Lauren is transgender and began his gender transition from female to male in July of 2015. It is a pleasure having you on our show today, Lauren.
Oh, thank you, Candace, for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about your journey to creating the Golden Rose Psychic Services.
Yes, well, probably I should start by saying that as a child, I was very, very athletic. That I played sports all the way through college. And so that kind of leads into what I'm doing now. I think I use a lot of sports metaphors, I guess, mm-hmm. might be a way to say it. Mm-hmm. And then I went into tech, and I was an engineer that was my career for a couple decades. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, about 2005, 2006, I went to a psychic institute, and I didn't even know there was such a thing. I spent about 2 years there, and then I started Golden Rose. And the transition from engineering to Golden Rose, when I look back, it was really quite easy. I'm not sure why. Of course, I was terrified at the time, but looking back, it seemed to happen pretty quickly. And so I've been very, very blessed. And I'm here in San Diego. I get to work from home. Golden Rose used to be a brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. I guess Golden Rose version 1.0. my intention was to create, like a wellness center, I guess. Mm-hmm. There were 12 other people, and there was tarot readers, Reiki masters, mm-hmm. healing touch healers. We had everything. Mm-hmm. But really, Candace, the business model didn't work. I'm not very good at business. I'm much better at doing readings, engineering, and playing sports.
There you go. Well, that's very impressive, though. Very impressive. And what a wonderful thing to work from home. It's fantastic.
Oh, yes.
So when did you first begin journeying to astral planes? We mentioned that you you teach tools for navigating the astral plane. So when did you begin journeying to the astral planes?
Well, again, hindsight is so much clearer to me. When I took my psychic training, I kind of stuck out like a sore thumb. You know, everybody else was much more, mystical or whatever you want to call it. I'm kind of down to earth and pragmatic, really. During our breaks, they would talk about all these experiences they had as children. Mm. I saw my dead grandfather. Nobody knew he was dead yet, and he came to me, and, things like that. And I didn't have anything. I had nothing, right? But it wasn't until our class took the astral plane class where we learned, all about it and what's over there and, how to get there and all that kind of stuff. I realized then that as a child, I thought I was just a daydreamer, but I realized I was astral projection. Candace, I had a whole world I went to. I don't know if anybody, you know, I don't know anybody else's childhood experience, but looking back, I think I was absolutely astral projecting. So, and the way that it really boils down into my my work today is I really read two worlds. I read the astral plane, you know, the contracts and the karma and all, and all that kind of stuff. And then I also read over here on the earth plane. So every reading, I'm over there on the astral, you know, getting information and trying to coax our higher selves right. into changes to those darn contracts. So I guess when I think about it, I guess if just an astral projector. And I've been very seriously considering writing a curriculum to, you know, the way I teach clairvoyance, only to teach astral projection. I keep saying that, so I think it's probably brewing inside me.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's brewing. It's brewing. And it would be an awesome course.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, something happened to you when you were 12. What was that?
I was surprised when you asked this question. well, as you mentioned, I was, you know, raised female. I'm a female bodied, and I didn't transition till, you know, very much later in life. And so I was raised Christian. I was raised in the church, and I'm very well versed. You know, I have a lot of memory verses stuck in me, thy word I've hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. You know, I could go on and on. but as I was going through puberty, I had a dream, and it was so vivid. And I saw this bright, bright, beautiful image, figure, and I knew right away it was Jesus. I knew it. And so I got down, I didn't know what to do. So I got down on my knees. And by the way, the church I was raised in, we did not get on our knees. That wasn't so I got on my knees and I put my head down, and he tapped me on the shoulder and he said, you know, sister, stand up. He said, you know, don't worship me. You know, that we're siblings, we're peers, really. And of course, I couldn't tell anybody. My mother would have shot me if I would have claimed to be the peer of Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you, Candace, for the next couple weeks, I felt like I was floating on the earth. I felt, you know, connected. And again, I never told a soul any of that until, you know, much, 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 much later. But actually, Jesus is one of the 15 guides that I surround myself with here on the earth plane. Uh-huh. So I love him very much. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, you have had other unusual happenings in your life and you tried to ignore them. Why?
Well, I think... probably just programming, like all of us, you know, as children, we're talking to our imaginary friend who's really a guide that we're talking to at that point. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're chastised about that, told not to do that. So, you know, I was, you know, very, very intelligent as a kid. And so I was picking up on, you know, clues and cues that were all around, just like every kid does. Right. And so I realized not to, you know, things you could say and things you couldn't say. And really for me personally, I didn't feel that it was unusual, you know. Of course, my life has been completely unusual compared to a normal quote unquote person, but, so I guess just like everybody else does, I guess that might be my answer, is that we all do that.
Right. Right, we do. again, like we are chastised as children. I mean, a lot of us have had what quote unquote imaginary friends. And when we try to tell the adults about it, we often were chastised. Oh, it's not real. And when are you going to grow up? Or don't have an imaginary friend. And then the parents actually get embarrassed when we keep our friends, our imaginary friends, through past a certain age that they think that we should let go of them. But and that's terrible, because it's preparing us for a society that actually controls our thoughts and tells us how to think and tells us what's appropriate and all of that nonsense.
Absolutely. You know, my parents gave me my childhood teddy bear back. Aww. And when I looked at him, I mean, I was obsessed with that bear. I mean, oh my gosh, you know, my brother punched him one time. And I started to cry. It was just terrible. And so when they gave me him back as an adult, I looked at him and he was different somehow than I remember him. And so as I, started to become a psychic or acknowledge my psychic abilities or whatever, I asked one of my guides, why is Teddy so different? And he said, because a guide used to be in Teddy when you were a child. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times that's why we as kids want those, you know, teddy bears, those dollies, you know, because our guides just jump right in there and that's why we talk to them.
Right. And they comfort us and, you know, help us sleep, all those great things.
Yeah.
All those great things. Now, what made you finally accept who you were, accept the events that were happening in your life?
Well, I think I'm still doing that, to be quite honest. My higher self has some crazy experiences that it expects me to live through down here. So I think each and every day, and I think that's why I'm so blessed to read other people the way I get to do, because I learn so much from reading them. My best teachers are my clients, for sure. The things that their higher selves are trying to do, and how, you know, here on earth that they're striving to fulfill those things. Of course, I have had some turning points in my life. One big one was my return of Saturn about 28. And I really went on a dime from being an atheist to being extremely spiritual. So I was raised Christian. And then through my turbulent times, I turned my back on the whole thing. And then I became very, very spiritual, you know, drumming circles and things like that. It was because I got robbed on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
And I knew who did it. It was a neighbor. So I had to grapple with, what am I going to do? What kind of life am I going to lead? Do I go over there and beat the crap out of that guy? or do I choose another way? And it was a come to Jesus moment for me. And I remember crying. And and I thought, I was saying in my head, how can he not know? The burglar, how can he not know how much this hurt me? Mm-hmm. And I heard a voice in my head so clearly, Candace, it said, because he's been so hurt by people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that's when I made my choice that if I did go over there and, you know, try to hurt him in some way, whether it's just yelling at him or whatever, that it would only add to his pain. So right. I had to choose another way. So that man, if he is still alive, I am so grateful for him that he robbed me on Christmas Eve and stole all of my niece and nephew's Christmas gifts. Thank you.
My. Oh my, that is so heart wrenching.
but it put me on my path.
Right. Oh my. Wow. We've enjoyed anything else you have upcoming, et cetera, that you want to, anything else you want to share with the listeners? Any messages, etc.?
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess maybe one of my, you know, I'm a poster child for everyone, maybe if not learning to use your psychic abilities, at least say hello to this side of life. Because for me as a board engineer, it made all the difference. I'm so much more invested in my life now than when I was, doing the corporate gig. But I do have a URL that I'd like to invite your listeners to.
Yes,
to
please.
Yeah, it's laurencielo.com/awakenedpath. And we've got some gifts for your listeners that they can catch up over there. Yeah.
So it's a laurencielo awakenedpath.com, and I'll put it in the comment section when I post your show.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. It was a great pleasure speaking with you today, Lauren.
Thank you so much.
And we greatly look forward to speaking with you again.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us on Awakened Path Radio. Please check us out at www.awakenedpathonline.com. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Breen, and you are listening to Awakened Path Radio, giving you tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. Namaste and blessed be.